The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Phone.
Right, Dr. Redmond. Yes. Yes, I have given him me notice. Oh, definitely. Yes.
Here's your cup of coffee. It'll be going cold.
Tarlov. Oh, no, not you, Dr. Redmond. I was speaking to Ray. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's no problem.
I didn't think you were going to be that long.
No. No, I would if I could, but... Yes, I realise you're all under pressure, but I couldn't possibly come to the clinic for a few hours after I finished work.
If it's like this now, before she's started, what's it going to be like when she's working there?
No, it's the hours. The hours wouldn't fit in. And besides, by the time I get home...
But you'd better keep your mouth shut, Ray Coakley, or she'll say you're stopping her doing what she wants.
No, of course I won't let you down, Dr. Redmond. I'll be there first thing Monday morning. Absolutely, definitely.
Last thing you must do, Ray Coakley, is express an opinion about what's going on.
You've no need worry, Dr. Redmond. I'll be there. Wild horses wouldn't stop me. Right. Goodbye, Dr. Redmond. Yep, I'll see you then. That were Dr. Redmond.
Why?
He wanted me to start work this week. Just a few hours. They're under that much pressure. But I told him no. I've got enough on this week, getting everything ready.
Aye.
It's going to be hard enough work once I start. And if I start on the wrong foot...
Aye.
Oh, this coffee's cold. I must have been on that phone ages. I wish you'd show more interest, Ray. Sitting there going, ah, no. It's not as though this happens every day.
You're gonna win.
You are?
Nout.
Well, after all, it's not like I'm going into any old job. It's the start of a new career, in a way. Oh, Ray, I've wanted to do this training for so long.
Have you, Duck? You never said.
Oh, I never thought it were in the realms of possibility. And even now, I can't believe it's really going to happen. Oh, I can't wait to leave that pot bank. It's only now I'm leaving I realise how miserable I've been there.
Only a few more days, eh?
Oh, only a few more days.
How long do you reckon I can leave them sale notices up before people stop believing in them?
Judging by most at t'other shops, forever.
I think I'll leave them up another week.
You could change them round a bit. Where it says rummage sale, you could change it to January sale.
And follow it on with February sale and March sale, I know. To be followed shortly after by April sale and May sale. And then my lease runs out, so I could finish with a grand closing down sale.
Everything must go.
Definitely my final appearance.
Ta-da!
But do feel free to ask for an encore.
And give her a big hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, thank you. I love you all. You've been a wonderful audience.
Loud and prolonged applause.
But honestly, Matt, if business don't pick up soon, I will be running a closing down sale next week. Never mind in 6 months' time.
Well, don't get depressed, Arwend. Something will turn up, I promise you.
Hiya. What are you both looking so miserable about? Oh, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm riding high. I got my plane tickets in the post this morning and I'm leaving next week. How about that then?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, sound a bit more pleased for me.
I'd be more pleased if I were coming with you.
Oh, jealous. Aww. Who's got something you want?
Sure,
do you want to see them? Hey, hey, aren't they lovely? Luke?
Got them. Hey, give them back. How much are they worth?
Oh, you two, grow up. It's like being a little nipper again watching you two squabbling.
Anyway, I've got to go work. Just think, though, it's my final week at Brindley Potts. My final week at that stinking job.
Have you given notice in?
Course not. Or my mum will find out. I shall just go. I shall collect my wages on Friday and just disappear. One day I'll be there, and the next I'll be gone. Sunshine and sex and sand and all. I can't wait.
Send us a postcard.
If they have them. Anyway, when are you two moving in my house?
We haven't decided yet.
Well, don't leave it too long. I'm having another key made. I'll drop it round for you tomorrow. Right, I must be off. Ta-ra!
Makes you sick.
Yeah. But it's a real change to see her happy and full of beans and bouncing about laughing.
Mm. The thought of her there in a bikini and me here in my fur-lined boots.
Hey, perhaps if she settles down out there, we can go on holiday.
All we're short of is the earther.
You're a right misery boots, you.
Yeah, but you just think, young Mark. One, We're supposed to be moving into Cheryl's house, keep it warm for her. Who's got fine rent for money they don't have? Two. What if the council find out the precious tenant has done a bunk? Who'll cop for the coppers? Three. She's not telling my mum and dad out about it. Who's going to get it in the net when they do find out? Answer. Yours truly. And you, for that matter. See what you say about our darling Cheryl then.
Harriny Duck, oh, you'll never guess what's happened. Oh, I knew it were coming, but I never thought
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I'm dashing off work. I'm late already.
But don't you want to hear me news?
Well, tell Ray and he can tell me tonight.
But Rainy, I'm in a bad way.
Ray, make me mum a cup of coffee and put her something in it.
But Rainy!
Look, try, Duck, I'll see you tonight.
Aye, try then.
Well, I never, me own daughter. Don't want to hear what's happened. Her own mother treated like dirt, and she didn't want no.
Let's get this kettle on, then.
But Ray!
It's no use mother-in-law hitting her, just you. She doesn't want to hear about out that's going on with anybody except her sen. Her head's up here, up in the clouds. She's all full of her sen. And all exaggerated. Delighted about leaving Potbank, thrilled at going back to the surgery, terrified of studying, worrying to death how she'll cope. She had her a corner in her mind for out else.
Well, I never thought as how I really...
She's doing what she always wanted to do. And I'm pleased she's so full of beans. But it's hard work for them as they're stuck on the station watching the train pull out.
Train? Where's she going? She doesn't have to go down south to learn this nursing, does she?
Nay, she'll still be here. It's just what it feels like for me.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, what's this news as you've got?
Oh, Ray, you'll never guess. It were terrible, terrible. And there I thought you were pals. After all that money I spent on her taking her down Mallorca, and this is how she repays me.
I take it you're talking about Eileen Steele.
Aye, that's who I'm talking about. Oh, you saw through her, Ray. It didn't take you long. You saw through her and give her her marching orders.
Well, I don't know as it were quite like that.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, that Elaine Steele. A wolf in sheep's clothing and mutton dressed as lamb into bargain.
So what's she done?
It were what she said, more like.
What she said, then?
She said, have you cleaned this counter yet? Because it doesn't look like it.
Oh, aye. And had you?
Course I had. I said, course I have. And she said, well, what about these marks, then? I can't serve healthy food to customers with marks on me counter. Her and her healthy food. Lettuce leaves. Them's for rabbits.
Ooh, what were a wolf and a sheep and now a rabbit? We shall have a zoo soon.
It isn't funny. I says, I didn't put them marks on your counter. Them's not grease marks. Them's burn marks. We're putting hot things down instead of putting them on mats. I says, them as puts them marks on can get them off. And do you know what she says then?
Go on, tell me.
She says, I will. I'll get them marks off and all the other marks off. And that does you out of a job.
Never. What did Wolf say?
Didn't he say out? Just shrugged his shoulders as much as say, her's boss here now. What her says goes. Oh, I've seen it coming. I've seen it coming. Well, they can take the miserable job. Cleaning filthy lavatories in a freezing pub. Me with my arthritis. I should be glad to see the back of them. I wouldn't go back in there if it were last pub on earth.
I'd better make you that coffee and put a drop of summut in it.
Aye, you better add before I pop me clogs.
Dad, are you there?
What's that? Oh, Mark, it's thee. You give me a right start. I was fast asleep.
Oh, sorry, Dad. I never realised.
I must have nodded off. I never intended. Oh, come as if I've been listening to what all these women are doing. It tires you out.
Sorry. It could have waited. It's not really urgent. It's just, well, see, I've had this idea.
Oh, aye.
Like putting one problem with another. You see, our Wendy's got this shop.
I know that.
And what she wants is a way of getting folks in. Not just for all these fancies and undies and tea sets, but for something they might want more every day, like.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, and you're setting up as an electrician on your own and you need a bit of publicity so folks know where to get in touch with you.
Aye, but I can't
so,
see...
So, how about setting up an electrical corner in Wendy's shop? Selling all them things you've never got when you need them. You know... Light bulbs and fuse wires, fuses, new plugs, torches, batteries. No end of things. Candles, there's another.
Well, I can see that might help, Wendy.
But then you can have your phone number up in shop behind you. And while they're thinking electrical...
Hey, you know, lad, that's not a bad idea. Because they all know me good reputation round that area. And if they can see as I'm there, I think you're on to summat.
I haven't said out to Wendy yet. I thought I'd better talk it over with you first.
You did right.
Oh, fire engine. Wonder where fire is.
Oh, dear. Somebody's in trouble.
Hey, it's not far away. I'm going to see. There's a cloud of smoke.
Hey, don't be so bloodthirsty. You'll only be in the way.
Dad, I'm not sure, but it's in direction of Brinley Potts.
Oh, heck. I'd better come with you. Wait while I get my shoes on.
No, I'm off now. Catch me up.
What else I can do for help, Wendy Duck?
Everybody's wanting to help me since I got this shop, and there ain't even enough work to keep me occupied.
Well, I'm at a loose end, Duck. I'm usually busy looking after our little Neb at this time of day, but when he goes playgroup, see, I miss him.
You're going to be missing him a lot more soon, Gran.
What do you mean, missing him a lot more? She's not found somebody else as can have him, has she? She's not somebody else as wants to dispense with me services. Help them out when they're in trouble, and then instead of showing gratitude, they spit in your face. She's not taking a page out of that Elaine Steele's book, is she?
No, of course she's not.
What did you mean then? Missing him a lot more?
Oh, I mean, eventually, like, you know, when he starts school full time.
Oh, don't be daft. That's not for ages yet.
But you'll have to prepare yourself.
You do talk nonsense. But I was thinking, Wendy, me little duck, now I've lost me job at that there stinking pub, I'd have time to do you a bit of cleaning, lad.
Gran, this shop ain't making enough dosh to keep me in nail varnish, let alone keep you in gin.
Let me through! Let me through!
Over here, Dad!
Hey, Mark!
Oh. It's a sight, isn't it? All in flames. I never knew Brinley Potts were as big as that.
Matthew, is there any news what might have caused the fire? Electrical fault or something?
I haven't heard out. Why? You're not thinking that he could have something...
You never said that.
Dad, it never struck me as they haven't got everybody out. I just assumed.
It could be Reedy or our Cheryl.
No, Dad, it couldn't be.
Look, if they might be in there... I'm going in after all!
No, Dad! No! Come back!
Joyce Holliday wrote this concluding episode of The Cold Cloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.